This is Vern Fine, praying this morning about the blessings of our reparations effort. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, we're here to thank you once again for taking this mustard seed of a congregation far beyond our apparent capacity to bless others. But as you know, this has been one of the main objectives of New Covenant from our beginning. So we start by thanking you for those blessings and great results through years in so many areas, now and in the future, which we know is your heart and has always been in our hearts also. Today, with what Jeff, Sharon, and Renee have said, is another wonderful example of that. From Renee and Jeff came the leading to engage the very difficult justice area of reparations, an effort that they knew there would be a lot of opposition to. But as always, we proposed, decided, and acted. First, by establishing a small reparations committee, which included Renee, Jeff, Gladys, Lenita, Sharon, and myself. Meeting and praying regularly, it has grown to connect and influence our community, state, nation, and world in ever-growing ways, and will continue to do so. Now our committee is letting your blessings ride, as we have seen Jeff move into much larger leadership, including our widespread efforts on so many levels. Sharon presented our vision through the Generation to Generation Reparations Initiative, which has blossomed to 33 children and is quite stable, and Renee explained our part in the reparation circles, which have been challenging, as we thank you for the experience I and others are having. God, the African-American community world, as well as all people of color, have suffered in enormous ways for centuries, a lot in our nation. We pray that our government and people would come to understand the enormity of this and soften hearts, change roles, move, Holy Spirit, as you do, to make reparations a major reality in the lives of the individuals and families who so desperately need repair and redress. In Jesus' name, amen.